They might be going to call George Brett out.
Well,
they
are. He's out.
Yes, sir.
Brett is out. Look at this. Brett is out.
And he's steaming mad.
He is out and having to be forcibly restrained from hitting plate umpire Tim McClellan. And the Yankees have won the ball game 4-3.
On July 24th, 1983, Kansas City Royals slugger George Brett got a little bit angry after umpire Tim McClellan ruled that pine tar extended more than 18 inches from the handle of Brett's bat. That nullified Brett's ninth-inning home run, and the Yankees won the game, but only temporarily. The umpire's decision was eventually overturned, and the last four outs of the game were played at Yankee Stadium on August 18th, and that time the Royals won 5-4. Zach Schoenbrunn has written about the infamous pine tar bat incident for the New York Times. Zach, welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
The incident and Brett's tantrum captured headlines across the nation in the summer of 83. Would people have paid as much attention to it if the Royals had not been playing in New York?
Well, I think the fact that the Royals and the Yankees at the time were such fierce rivals, I think that certainly played a huge part. But, you know, if a player had reacted as Brett had done after that incident, storming out of the dugout as frantically as he did, if that had happened today, I think SportsCenter and ESPN and all the news stations would have certainly picked up on that, because it was quite a moment.
George Brett, who resigned on Thursday as the Royals' interim hitting coach, exploded out of the dugout on that day, and he had to be restrained when umpire Tim McClellan called him out. He recently talked about his reaction to the ruling.
Timmy stands 6'6", weighs about 250 pounds. He always talks about it and always brings me up. He says, George is 6', 205 pounds. I'm 6'6", 250. I got shin guards on, a chest protector, a mask in one hand, and a bat in the other. What were you going to do to me, George?
Are you surprised that Brett is friends to this day with McClellan and with Yankees reliever Goose Gossage, who was the guy who threw the pitch and gave up the home run?
I was a little surprised that he was friends with Goose, because they were rivals back then, and they really, the Yankees and the Royals did not get along. I mean, they did not like each other. There was less of a fraternal atmosphere in baseball and across the sport as there is today. But Brett is, you know, as you can tell from that clip, I mean, he's a jovial guy. So his relationship with McClellan probably took a little bit of time to mend over. But the fact that obviously things kind of went Brett's way and got cleared up in the end, I think probably helped that out a little bit.
The infamous pine tar bat, which Brett sold to a collector for $25,000 and later bought back, now resides in Cooperstown. But Brett cleaned the bat before he gave it to Cooperstown. I wonder why they still wanted it.
Well, that's a piece of history. Yeah, I don't know why Brett cleaned it. It would have been very cool to see see how the bat was. I mean, I understand that it went through a lot of hands. One of the bat boys tried to pick it up, and then the Royals tried to get it. It went through a lot of hands before Brett was able to get a hold of it, but I think it's in the right place.
Zach Schoenbrunn's column, 30 Years Later, Brett is Still Dealing with Pine Tar, appeared this month in the New York Times. You can find a link to it by visiting onlyagame.org. Zach, thank you very much for speaking with me.
No problem. Thank you very much, Bill.